So at the back of the grid, there's a gentleman with a green flag, and that gentleman with the green flag tells him engage gear and watch the lights. Here we go, race number two. It's away. Oh, big wheelie. Big wheelie for rider number 75 there. Neil Lloyd manages to straighten it up. Down to Beth.
Here they come. They are just coming past us here. Number four is the lead. As quick as that. So number four in the lead, that's Mike Hose as he came past me here, Chris.
Yeah, it did seem that Mike got an absolute flyer of a start there, Beth. And how's your hearing after that little lot pushing past you? Give you the time that Alan Oversby did in first qualifying, the 2:50 today earlier on. A 2:47.8 put him into that position there. Will Loader in first qualifying was a 2 minute 50.313. Went slightly quicker today by about a second or so. But you'd think that Andy Hornby on that big triumph from the bike of Mike Hose, they will seem to have the legs. But Alan Oversby, he's a wily old fox with all those wins, 15 wins around the Motor Isle-Ballan circuit so far. And Mike Hose with 21. His first win back in there was it 1993 for Mike. And Ed, our engineer, is from the same neck of the woods as him as well. And he's supporting him sternly here at the grid. So Andy Hornby for Mike Hose to Alan Oversby. They are your front row. Beth said that Mike got an absolute flyer. What's it going to be across four ways? Lap number one with Rob Pritchard.
Yeah, the fact that we've got machines that are on or below 500cc and some that are above as well. I think those with the larger capacity might just have the legs. The likes of Andy Hornby's machine on the long runs toward the likes of us at Cross Four Ways. We can hear them in the distance. They'll be weaving through the S's after they came out of Ballabeg Hairpin, the bumpy Ballabeg Hairpin, on the way past Bella Whetstone and through Ballown Dip as well before they come into the slightly fading sunshine just behind the cloud in front of us. Here we are, first few machines on the road. It's three that have made a break for it from the rest of the group. Number four, Mike Hose, and number two, Alan Oversby's looking up the inside here, and then it's number 42, Andy Hornby, then it's Rushton, and then Will Loader. 37 is next to him, that's Gary Porter, Andy Kilby, Richard Ford, Heaven Owen, and then number 64, Kevin Lavery, in that at number 25, Dominic Beasy, the newcomer as well. So on the entrance into Cross Four Ways, it was Mike Hose leading, but Alan Over's been looking to make that little move up the inside, see what that's like at the end of the lap. 74, 75, 50, 66, and 110, Brian Appleton at that back of that particular group. So it is very much the three that were on the front row as the travelling marshals make their way towards us at the back of the convoy that are still in contention. It was Mike Hose who was leading on the approach to Cross Four Ways, but Alan Oversby was having a little look up the inside, didn't get a chance to see it on the exit there, so couldn't quite see if Oversby had held it or Hose had got his nose back in front. But Andy Hornby right in the mix behind them as well, maybe just seeing what's going on there before making a move of his own. Harley Rushton up there, as is Will Loader as well. They've all made good starts, as has number 51, Andy Kildee. To you, Chris.
Tell you what, Alan Oversby gets a sniff in any of these quick corners, he'll have a look. But there you go at the front. It is Mike Hose that leads. Oversby in second. Then it's 42 Hornby. Then it's 70 Rushton. They go three. That's your top four. Then it's 21 Loader. So Mike Hose leads. Alan Oversby by just over half a second. 51 Andy Kildee. 37 Gary Porter. 12 Richard Ford. 100 Heffin Owen. 64 Kevin Lavery. They complete the top 10. And that sounds great, doesn't it? 25 Dominic Veazey, the newcomer. He goes through on his machine, the 750 Triumph Trident, sponsored by VZ Cycles, a Shepton Mallet rider. Next rider through, 74, David Travers, 75, Neil Lloyd, 50, Dave Glover, 66, Robert Noy, 110, Brian Appleton all through, and that should be just about the field. Now, I think we might have lost one, but Mike Hose led across the line on the number four bike, but the sandwich in between them, and I think he's probably going to struggle down that back straight there now as he head down towards Iron Gate. Andy Hornby will be closing in on Alan Oversby. So Hose leads Oversby by just over half a second, and then it's just over half a second back to Hornby, and then there's 1.2 seconds back to Rushton, and then 1.7 back to Loader. Then there's about 6 seconds, about five and a half, back to Andy Kildee in top six. So it's Hose, Oversby, Hornby, Rushton, Loader, Kildee, Porter, Ford, Owen, Lavery, Veazey, Matravers, Lloyd, Glover, Noyle, and Appleton. You're 16 runners, but at the front, Mike Hose leads Alan Oversby by 0.590 after one lap. Back to Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, and another good runner on that opening lap, number 37, Gary Porter, you mentioned there, started on the fourth row, but has moved up to seventh on that opening lap as well, moving ahead of Richard Ford and Heaven Owen as well. So that's a good start for Porter. We can see and we can hear. Here are your leading trio here. So who's the first? It's Cross Four Ways this time around. It is number four, Mike Hose, Alan Oversby, and then Andy Hornby. And just a couple of seconds further back is number 70, Harley Rushton, number 21, Will Loader. So those first four, five, I should say, leading bikes on lap two. Started to move away from the rest of the field. Next up is Andy Kildee. second or two back. Here's number 37, Gary Porter, who just mentioned. Then it's Richard Ford, and then it's Heaven Owen. A couple more seconds back is the newcomer, number 64, Kevin Lavery, who's currently running inside the top 10 as it stands at the moment. Next up, another newcomer, number 25, Dominic Veazey. So it was Mike Hoster leading across four ways. Unlike on the previous lap, Oversby just a little too far back to be making a move into across four ways there. He still sits second, and Andy Hornby also in close attendance in third at the moment. So virtually no change in that leading trio at the moment. Harley Rushton dropping in behind in fourth as well, and Will Loader still holding on to fifth as we get five more machines heading towards us here at Cross Four Ways. That's number 74, David Travers at the head of the group. Then it's Lloyd, then it's Glover, then it's Appleton. Back to you, Chris.
Back into my eyesight. They come back on the bypass, and it is still Hose that leads him over to me, and then Andy Hunt, Andy Holby just in behind him as well. It's about the same. Harley Rushton keeping the same sort of distance back in fourth, and it's 21 Will Loader. Quickest lap of the race so far, 2:45.030 for the man in second place. That's Alan Oversby, as number 51 Andy Kildea goes through. Oversby speed 92.71. Gary Porter, Richard Ford, Heffin Owen all through. That's nine runners completed so far. This should be the 10th one. Sound and Sweet 64, newcomer Kevin Lavery. Here's your other newcomer. Listen, they're in there somewhere, Dominic, in 11th place for him. So at the front, Mike Hose, after lap number two, leads by 0.569 of a second from number two, Alan Oversby, who in turn has 0.8 back to Andy Hornby in third. Then it's about 2 seconds back to Harley Rushton in fourth, who in turn has about, again, 2 and a bit seconds back to Will Loader in fifth. One, two, three more runners coming towards us. 74, David Travers, 12th. 75, Neil Lloyd, 1-1-0. Brian Appleton, looks like Brian is going to be a retirement into the paddock. So 74, David Travers in 12th. 75, Neil Lloyd in 13th. 50, Dave Glover in 14th. And that'll mean with Brian Appleton's retirement out of 15th, the 66, Robert Noyle, he will jump up to 15th place. But at the front, it's what we thought it would be. Looking at the pace, they're going on. They're in the 92s now. Quickest lap is still at 2:45.030 for Alan Oversby on lap number two, 92.710, and Mike's Hose quickest lap, 92.699. It's close at the front. The top three separated by 1.8 seconds. Back to Rob.
They're at Cross Four Ways. It's Hose, Oversby, Andy Hornby. It's As You Were Here. Then Harley Rushton and Will Loader once it like on the exit. Yeah, he's held on to that as Mike Hose there, just holding off the advances of Oversby as Will Loader goes through of Oversby and Hornby in there. So it's As You Were with the leading trio. And just actually looking through the names you were mentioning, Chris, on that previous lap as well, it's As You Were virtually as Andy Kildea comes past. Then it's Gary Porter and number 12, Richard Ford. So with the exception of that retirement that we were hearing of from number 110, Brian Appleton, it was As You Were on the previous lap before that as number 100, Heaven Owen, goes past. But this is a long race, of course. 7 laps, 29 and 3/4 miles to be covered on these classic machines. It's asking a lot of these classic machines. Two more, a bit closer together here. So two newcomers having a bit of a battle here as Lavery holding off the advances of Dominic Veazey's there. So the newcomers having a bit of a friendly scrap almost on the way out across four ways here. That'd be an interesting one to see develop. But it was Hose from Oversby, from Hornby. No change in the front three across four ways on this latest lap. And then it was Rushton in fourth. To you, Chris.
One, two, three. As quick as that, Hose, Oversby and Hornby. It's still Hose that leads with a different line out on the bridge there that time. He was over on the left-hand side of the road trying to stop Alan Oversby getting that slipstream. And that's the quickest lap of the race so far. 2:44.482 for Hose, 93.019. Oversby, 2:44.7, 92.865. And number 42, Andy Hornby, he's in third place, 2:44.6, 92.949. 70, Harley Rushton, he's fourth. 21, Will Loader, he's fifth. 51, Andy Kildea, he's sixth. 37, Gary Porter, he's seventh. Eight runners through so far, and that's number 12, Richard Ford. Ah, Heffin Owen. Heffin is a retirement on the number 100 machine. Heffin retiring that machine. That's a shame for the Sealy G50. Here's Dom Veazey. Oh, which means Kevin Lavery. Oh, looks like Kevin Lavery's going to be a retirement as well. Yeah, Kevin, unfortunately, is going to be pulling out, so we've lost Dominic. Kevin Lavery and Heffin Owen on that lap, and that'll move Dominic Veazey up to ninth position. But Mike Hose leads by 0.843. They're out on lap number four of seven, as Rob quite rightly says. 7 lap distance on this one. So Hose of the 93.019, Oversby a 92.8, and Hornby a 92.949. Not much between between them in laps at all. 244.4 for Hose, 244.7 for Oversby, 244.6 for Hornby. A 75 goes through Neil Lloyd. Oh, goodness me, so close to the commentary box there now. Back to cross four ways, don't want to miss this.
No, we don't. But again, we're just seeing, aren't we, the realities not just of racing, but classic racing with a little bit of attrition going on. Here are your leading trio here. It's now Hose and Hornby's up into second here. Oh, we had a look up the inside just briefly. Oversby down into third here. Hornby, he hasn't made the move across four ways. It's Mike Hose who leads. Hornby up to second. Here's Rushton in fourth. Will Loader in second. Will Loader in fifth, I should say. He's keeping Harley Rushton in fourth. Honest there between the two. This is Will Loader just looking to try to close up the gap. So Mike Hose still leading on lap four here at cross four ways, but it's Andy Hornby up into second, and as the trio arrived here at cross four ways, he definitely had a glance there. Did Andy Hornby decided against it this time, just slotted in Alan Oversby in third. There's Andy Kildee, Richard Ford and Gary Porter as well. So no change in that particular battle between 6th, 7th and 8th at the moment. Then there's a bit of a gap in the field. But the big news at cross four ways, as I mentioned, is that Andy Hornby has made the move up to second ahead of number 2, Alan Oversby. But still nothing to choose between that leading trio. Mike Hose, he's got both Hornby and Oversby for company. He's in absolutely no doubt about that. One more machine coming towards us. To you, Chris.
The leaders have crossed the bridge. Oh, look at this. He's opened up a little bit this time. Oh, Alan Oversby has just popped up from behind Andy Hunt. He's looking to get the drag past him. I'm not sure if he's going to get it or not, but Mike Hose has extended the lead. He's opened out. It's 1:1.569. The Hose leads. And I tell you what, Harley Rushton has now got Will Loader for company. Mike Hose that time, 2:44.054, 93.262 miles an hour. Andy Hornby, his quickest lap, that last lap as well. 2:44.15, 93.207. And number 2, Alan Oversby, in third, 2:44.7. Andy Kildea comes through. Also Richard Ford on 12. And 37 through Gary Porter to complete the top 8. So the front three only separated still by 3.1 seconds between Hose, Hornby and Oversby. 1.5 from Hose to Hornby and 1.6 back to Oversby. But Oversby was in the slipstream of Hornby going past this here. I'm not sure if he's going to make a pass. Maybe not on the straight. That machine of Hornby should have the legs really, but Alan will ride the absolute wheels on that, off that, to stick with him. As we look up once more, listen to this. Have a listen to Dominic Veazey. Doesn't that sound sweet? And the newcomer, best newcomer in this at the moment on the 25 bike, he jumps himself up to ninth place. They're out on lap number 5, so only a couple to go. And Dom Veazey, that lap, his quick lap, yeah, good, 3:01.199, 84.4. It's lap 5, cross four ways, and Rob.
Yeah, that leading trio, just before they get here as well, they've actually pulled out a 9-second advantage over Harley Rushton. It was just 0.3 seconds between Rushton and Loader. So Loader, as Chris was quite rightly mentioning, was closing in. Here he leading trio, and there's a bit more of a gap now. Number 4, Mike Hose, has just opened up about 3 bike lengths to number 42. Andy Hornby, in turn, has opened around 2 bike lengths to number 2, Alan Oversby. So it's the same trio all the way across 4 ways, but just a little bit more spread out as this race is going on, as Hose still leads with a little bit of a gap. Here's Harley Rushton. He's now got Will Loader right up his trumpet here across four ways here. There's nothing between those two, so that's a battle that looks to be going down to the wire here. There's Rushton, there's Loader on the exit as well, so Loader has closed right in on Harley Rushton in fourth there, but they're still some way behind the leading trio. It was Mike Hose first through cross four ways once again. He just opened up, like I say, around 2 or 3 bike lengths to Andy Hornby in second. He's held on to that second that he managed to make the move on the previous lap. Alan Oversby in third. 2 more now. Richard Ford having a look at the inside of Andy Kildee here. Then it's Gary Porter. So Richard Ford, who moved up a place on the last lap as well, as he held it on the way out. Oh, it's close. It's close. Richard Ford, he made the move across four ways, but then he had Andy Kildee right alongside him again. So that's another good battle. To you, Chris.
We can hear them powering out of the Castletown Bridge, and it's still Mike Hose on the 4, but number 42, he's broke away a little bit from Alan Oversby now. So the gap is, well, it's down slightly from Hose to Hornby. It's come down by a couple of hundreds, and Alan Oversby just dropping off the back of Hornby there now. They're out on lap number 6 this time. 2:43.478 that time for Hose. 93.591. Ah, there he is. I did say Will Loader was getting on the back of Harley Rushton. So Will Loader on the 21 bike, he's got himself up the 4th. Harley Rushton drops down to 5th place. So at the front, 93.591 for Hose, 93.772 for Hornby, and Oversby quicker that lap as well, 93.320. Quickest lap for Will Loader on lap number three was 91.771 as Richard Ford and Andy Kildare and Gary Porter all go through to complete lap five and head out on lap number six. Harley Rushton, his quickest lap was on lap two, 91.89. Richard Ford, his quickest lap, 89.584, was on lap four. Andy Kildare, his quickest lap on lap two, 89.383. And Gary Porter just going through there, 2 minutes 51.682. He's in eighth place, is Gary, on the 37 bike, 89.118. The next machine into our view should be the newcomer of Dominic Veazey. He'll come and be coming in and out of the bridge, and we'll hopefully get a lovely sound of that machine coming past us once again. Here he comes, the Triumph Trident. Have a listen to this. He's done it again. He missed another gear there nearly, and he goes through and he holds on to that ninth place. They're on lap number six, still only 3 seconds, covers the top three. Let's go back to Rob.
Yeah, they're starting to catch the back of the field because that's Robert Noyle on his previous lap. Here come the leading trio. It's Mike Hose again ahead of Andy Hornby, who's just closed that gap up a little bit. Number two, Alan Oversby, he's still certainly in the mix there, so they've actually just closed it up a little bit on that latest lap through Cross Four Ways. It's Hose, Hornby and Oversby, so no change in the order through Cross Four Ways on this lap. But those gaps that we just saw on the previous lap there just seem to have closed up a little bit again, so Hornby and Oversby still very much in the mix here. Here is Will Loader, as we heard, up to fourth after usurping Harley Rushton on that previous lap. Harley Rushton, he's around, I want to say around a second back there. Just have a quick guess as they come through Cross Four Ways on this latest lap there. So Harley Rushton maybe just doesn't quite have the power, or maybe just the setup that Loader has at the moment on that classic machine. So it's as you were through Cross Four Ways in terms of the leading trio from last time. It is Hose, then Hornby, then Oversby, but of course Will Loader, as we heard on the Castletown bypass, he moved himself up to fourth. Next group through, number 12 Richard Ford is moving on, then Andy Kildee, number 37 Gary Porter. That battle's still ongoing between those three machines, but Richard Ford has been steadily moving. Here we go. Back to you, Chris.
74 goes through. That's Dave McTravers. But here come the leaders. And it is the last lap flag out this time. What's the gap? Alan Oversby's close back in again, by the way. The gap is under a second. Alan Oversby, he's sniffing this one on the 500 against the bigger machines. But Hose does lead. That's his quickest lap of the race so far. 2 minutes 43.446, 93.609 miles an hour. Look at that time as well. That's Oversby's quickest lap. With 21, Will Loader goes through. 70, Harley Rushton through as well. Oversby, 2 minutes 32.6, 94.076. And Loader that time, not as quick. And Harley Rushton, not as quick either. But they hold on to their fourth and fifth places respectively. So Mike Hose leads, going out onto the final lap with a lead of 0.988. So we'll call that a second between Hose and Hornby. And then it's only 1.2 back to Oversby. Oh, I'll tell you what, this is going to be so tight. I think it's at 1.2. I think we can add it's 0.3. Actually, my math is wrong on that one. 0.3. So it's 0.9 back to Hornby and 0.3 back to Oversby. That is the growing time on that one. Then Will Loader about 20 seconds back off those guys, and then a couple of seconds back is Harley Rushton. We got Richard Ford on number 12 bike. He's just gone through in sixth. Number 51, Andy Kildee, he's also gone through, and that's Andy's quickest lap of the race at 90.115. Richard Ford also quicker on that lap, 89.810. And Gary Porter also through in that eighth place. That's his quickest lap as well, 90.093. They had a bit of traffic to get to. It's last lap time. Cross Four Ways.
Well, on the previous lap coming past us is number 50 Dave Glover as well, another machine making their way towards us. So these are on their previous lap, by the way. That is the number 75 machine of Neil Lloyd. They're catching the back. These three close together now and making a charge to Cross Four Ways. Andy Hornby and Mike Hose having a little glimpse up the inside as well. Alan Oversby is there, virtually nothing to choose between the two of them, and it's Hornby who leads at Cross Four Ways on the final lap. He's made the move count. Mike Hose had a little bit of a look back. He saw Hornby come up the inside. Hornby moved to the outside on the left hand side. Hose had a little look inside, couldn't quite make it stick at Cross Four Ways. Alan Oversby still right in behind. There's number 74 David McTravers on a previous lap. Number 21 Will Loader on the way through, running steadily in fourth at the moment. Ahead another one of those on a previous lap. That's number 66 Robert Doyle. Number 70 Harley Rushton. So Andy Hornby, he's made his move here at Cross Four Ways ahead of Mike Hose, who had a little look back to try and gain back that top spot. Didn't quite make the move stick, didn't quite make it happen. So it's Mike Hose down into second. Alan Oversby right up their coattails in third as well. This battle, as it has been throughout the race, looks to be going right to the wire, but Hornby led at Cross Four Ways. Next trio interview, Kildee gets ahead of Richard Ford here on the final lap. To you, Chris.
David Glover, the next bike going to come through. That is number 50. Who's going to take the win? There's one together, there's two together. It's Hornby. Hornby from Oversby. Mike Hose down to third place. I'm sure there's going to be a story there. Andy Hornby takes the race win by a quarter of a second from Alan Oversby, with Mike Hose in third place. I'm pretty sure there will have been some shenanigans going into the Castletown corner there. So Andy Hornby, quickest lap on the last lap of the race, 2 minutes 42.669, 94.056. As Will Loader, he comes home in fourth place. Here's Harley. In fact, that's not Harley Rushton. That's Dave Matravers. There is Harley Rushton. He crosses the line on the 70 bike. Then it's 66, Robert Noyle. He also finishes as well. So Andy Hornby on the last lap. Quickest lap of the race there. The quickest lap was Alan Oversby. 2 minutes 42.634, 94.076 in second place. And Mike Hose coming home in third. And Will Loader is Andy Kildare. He finishes in sixth place. 12 Richard Ford home in 7th, and 37 Gary Porter, he comes home in that 8th place. And I did say to our producer here, Simon, I said, I think Andy Hornby's going to get this one, and he does, but he doesn't get the quickest lap of the race. Now, see, the lap record was 96.8, so they're only a little bit off that, actually. Let's get to the winners of the Forage and Vintners 1100cc Classic Race, and Beth Espy has them down in the winners' enclosure.
Certainly do. Mike Hose, another podium for you, third place. Talk us through that.
It should have been the first place, but there you go, wasn't good enough.
What was going wrong then?
In the last couple of laps, I lost my front brake, which I thought I had a lead, but obviously I started overshooting everywhere and the lads just got me.
Oh, I'll tell you what, having to keep going when that's going through your head must be pretty tricky.
No, it was all right, as long as I didn't hit anyone, that's all you worry about, sort of thing. But bike did well, thanks to Andy Norris, who supplied the engine for us, and everyone else has helped us this weekend.
Well done, Mike. Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to second place. Alan Oversby, you also got the quickest lap of the race. Alan, how was that?
Oh, that's all right. I didn't know that. Yeah, it was good, yeah. I struggled a bit on straights, but seemed to make it up on brakes and in corners. But as soon as I got with them again, they was on straights and away they went. So, no, it was a good race. I just hung in there hoping somebody were going to make a mistake, and I'd been. But anyway, second's good. I'm happy with that.
Your machine ran okay?
Yeah. Flawless. Big thanks to I don't know. I thought I got second.
You did get second.
Yeah, I did.
You did. Yeah. You did. Yeah.
Made me dab thanks myself. To Ruthless Racing, Lindsay Hurst and Mechanic Gordon. Couldn't do it without them. Brilliant lads.
Are you happy, Mechanic Gordon?
Pardon?
Are you happy?
I'm very happy. Over the moon, mate.
Well, well done, Alan. Thank you very much indeed. And let's just speak to our first place rider here. Flipping heck, talk us through that one.
Well, that was emotional, wasn't it? After last year, we had a great race with Alan last year in the wet, and fair play to him last year, he rode brilliantly. And again, this year, he's on a smaller displacement bike. He's just a class act. I think we put on a good show, it was a good race, but I thought I'd only got one chance to overtake the guys, because once you show me cards, that's it. So that's what I did. I saved it to the last lap this time, and I think that comes with age, doesn't it? I'm getting old now and experienced. But yeah, I'm really happy with that, really happy with that.
And machine ran okay?
Yeah, it did, although I'm going to say yes because we won, didn't we? But we've got no fifth gear, which is a bit of a pain. But anyway, it was obviously good enough, so it's great. It's only second time on a bike, it's a new bike to us, so it's nice to get a win, isn't it?
It really is. Well done. Well done, Andy. We'll be back down very shortly for the prize presentation, Chris.
Well done, Al.
Brilliant stuff. So let's just give you the finishes on this when we get the prize presentation, then we get the thoughts of Rob, and then build up for the race number 3, the Junior Superbikes, sponsored of course by Jeff Duke, the Junior Superbike Machines. Andy Hornby then took the race win on 42 for number 2, Alan Oversby, then number 4, Mike Hose, 21, Will Loader in 4th, 70, Harley Rushton 5th, 51, Andy Kildare in 6th, 12, Richard Ford in 7th, 37, Gary Porter in 8th, 25, newcomer Dominic Veazey in 9th. Top 10 rounded up by number 50, David Glover. 11th for number 75, Neil Lloyd. 12th for number 74, David Matravers. And coming home in 13th place, number 66, Robert Noyle. And as Beth told Alan there, he had the quickest lap of the race, 2 minutes 42.634, compared to Hornby's 2 minutes 42.669. And Mike Hose there, losing that front brake, knew something must have happened, 2:43.446. So we're ready to go in a moment or two after we do the presentation and get set up for the next race. The quick and fast, we still have two more races to go, race 3 and race 4. But let's get down back to Beth for the presentation.
Yeah, the presentation for the Foraging Vintners 1100cc race. The presentation being done by Dave Smart from Blackfords. 25 years Blackfords have been the headline sponsor of the PTT races down here. And in fourth place, another podium already today for Mike Hose. and in second place. Back in the podium again, it is Alan Oversby. And in first place, he had a game plan. He wasn't going to show his cards too early, but receiving first place today, Andy Hornby. As you can hear, Chris, a very popular result down here. Absolutely brilliant.